And good evening, Viking fans, and welcome to Kingsland, Georgia, St. Mary's, wherever you want to call it. It is Camden County, as our Lions High Vikings have made the trip across the way over to the coast for the second region game of this 2015 season. With me in the booth is Taylor Biddle. Down on the sidelines is Marty Rogers. And, Taylor, we made the trip over here, and the excitement is already beginning to brew right here at Chris Gildman Stadium. We're on that home side. Their crowd's coming in, our crowd's coming in, both teams warming up on the field. It's just electric when we talk about Region 1-6A football.
Yeah, this is a place, Bill, that we're very familiar with. Made a trip over here in the playoffs several years, and we've come over here in region play for the last couple of years. You know, it's a tough battle every time we come over here. The crowd, the environment, the atmosphere is always electric. The gnats are sometimes in the air, so you got to get your... You know, blowing them out of your face. You got to get those ready. But tonight, we're 0-1 in region play.
Yeah.
We are in desperate need of a region win, and we're going to try to do that tonight.
Well, you are listening to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. Thanks to Southwest Georgia Bank for their support of our pregame and postgame show. As we look down on the field, Marty's standing right there on the blue paw. And I know that's always, is as you look at the players, they're looking over there going, who's this guy standing in the middle of our paw print?
Well, guys, I'm on our side of the 50, so I'm fine. And of course, if they told me to move, I probably would, because they got some pretty big athletes over here, guys. I'm pretty impressed with them. They always have athletes over here at Camden County. But you talked about the weather just a little bit. We don't have any gnats. We're very fortunate for that, because these gnats over here bite, as you well know. But there's a slight breeze in the air. The weather is slightly cool, so it's a great night. I still think my shoes are squishing a little bit from last Friday night. Still a little wet, but they've mostly dried out. There is a lot of electricity down here in the field, guys. These teams are fighting. As you well know, Camden County last year did not have a region victory. They got the big win last week, but they are still hungry. They were not happy with that season they had last year, so they're ready for a big win. Of course, we need a big one as well. And we need a big one on the road. It's been a while since we went on the road and won a big game. So our team is very excited and ready to play tonight.
Yeah, they really are. You mentioned that they had no wins last year in region play, being Camden County. Our Lions High Vikings did miss the playoffs as well. These are two teams, two perennial powers,
yeah,
that missed the playoffs last year. Camden comes in here 6-0, 1-0 in region play. The Vikings 4-2 and 0-1 in region play. And as Marty said, really looking for that first win. We know that it's probably going to take two wins to get yourself into playoff, but you don't want to be waiting and playing the last three games trying to get the win. Two out of three, maybe two out of four is a whole lot better odds. But we're at a place right now, you win this one, you move on to the next one, hopefully you go 4-0.
Yeah, like we said, you win the first region game, and you're not even guaranteed a playoff spot. We proved that last year winning against these Camden County Wildcats. Also, if you lose the first region game, you're not out of it.
That's true.
But it's starting to matter. I mean, each week is starting to matter, and we talk about it every year, how important region play is and how difficult it is. But tonight is a game that we've got to come prepared. I think, I hate to say this, and I don't want to jinx this, but I'm going to say it anyway. We struggle over here. It seems like there's three or four big plays every year. I think we blinked last time we were over here, and we were down like 28-0. Kickoff return, a fumble on a kickoff, or something like that. And, you know, we were down. So they're a very familiar team to us. Their offense is something that we've run through the feeder system, through our high school, since Randy's been here up until this past year, or until this year. So we're very familiar with Camden. We know what they're capable of on ball control and offense, of eating up some clock. And, you know, they're gonna have to do some of the things that we used to have to do last year, with put points on the board every time they touch the ball. The Vikings, on the other hand, I think we've shown the ability that we can score pretty quick the last couple of games. So we're going to try to, you know, control the ball ourselves and, you know, really make Camden go three and out.
Yeah, and that's going to be the key. You just mentioned ball control, clock control. The wing TT offenses seem to have that kind of nailed down, and Camden is no different. These guys are going to be able to run 8 minutes off a clock in occasion. We have, on the other hand, have been running 55, 65 plays a game.
Yeah.
Can we do that? We need to, you know, get on the field offensively, march down the field. We need to use up some clock ourselves, but be able to score quickly. And as you said, maybe score every time we have the ball in order to compete in this team.
Guys, one other thing we're going to have to do is we're going to have to improve on special teams.
Yep.
We've talked about it over and over and over this year, but our first game of the year against Rutgers, you know, our teams weren't very – obviously last week, same way, we had a couple early hiccups there in the special teams that really gave them 14 points. And we have got to be better at that tonight. We got to have good kickoff coverage because they can take it to the house. I know they like to eat take it to the house any play, any time. So we've got to cover or kick, and guys, we've got to hold on to the ball and not turn it over. To this, over teams can oftentimes be the difference. I do McPherson with the punters warming up, and he watched every snap, he watched every catch by the punter. He was watching their footwork. He was having good conversation with them, one on one, working with these punters. So he knows how important it is, and you can tell it just by his actions. So guys, we got to be good on special teams tonight.
We sure do. We're going to have our interviews with both of the coaches here in just a little while before we get started. For right now, we're going to go ahead and take our first break here on the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff. We come back, we'll have our Traditions Flooring coaches interviews as you are listening to Lounge High Football right here on 99.5 Kicks Country. We'll be right back after this 2 minute. And welcome back to Camden County to Chris Gilman Stadium here as our Lounge High Vikings getting ready to face the Camden County Wildcats. You're listening to the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff. I'm Bill Osborne along with Taylor Biddle. Down on the sideline is Marty Rogers. Let's go down to him now. He's got Coach Randy McPherson.
Thanks, Bill. I am standing here with Coach McPherson. Coach, of course, last week was a tough loss. The kids fought very, very hard last week. How did they respond in practice this week?
Man, we had a really good week of practice, you know. Outstanding.
Coach, I know that last week, and of course all year, your offense has been able to move the ball. Second half, the weather posed some problems for us last night. But, hey, weather's no excuse tonight. It's perfect. What do you have to do against this a little bit different Camden County defense in the 3-3-5 stack? What do you have to do offensively? What's the game plan tonight to try to move the ball and get some points?
Well, you know, we're going to have to be able to run it and throw it. But the biggest thing is we're going to have to be able to block them. And they're really fast on defense, physical. We're going to have to maintain our blocks, make plays.
Now, Coach, switching over to the other side of the ball, They run the wing tee, something that I think you know a little bit about. Obviously, we're pretty familiar with Camden, played them a lot of times over the years. What are the keys to stopping the wing tee, and what do they do a little differently than what we've done in the past?
They're running the same, at least the last couple games, they've run the same offense they have in the past. You got to be really sound with your defense, you know. You got to play assignment football. You're going to have to get off of blocks. You're going to have to tackle well. And their passing game is, you know, kind of like we used to be, where they run, and then try to throw it over your head. So we can't let them throw it over our head.
Absolutely. Of course, speaking of throwing it over our head, I noticed our starting safety's not dressed out. We got an outside linebacker not dressed, of course, in Herschel and Tyson Harris. What's the status? And do we expect them back pretty soon?
I think they'll be back. You know, still too sore to play tonight, but we've been playing a lot of kids all year, and we're excited about the lineup on defense. You know, we're ready to throw them out there and see what we can do.
Opportunity for somebody else, right, Coach? Coach, last week, of course, our special teams wasn't real special, obviously. What have you worked on this week? How much focus has been put on special teams this week? And any differences, any changes been made?
No, we really haven't made that many changes, but obviously worked on them real hard, and we did a good job, special teams and practice.
That's good, Coach. Well, Coach, this is only our second road game. Of course, we had the long trip, first game of the year. It's a pretty long trip overnight. Do you prepare any different, and are there any differences in how you come in and get ready for a game like this? Does it make any difference at all to your team and your game plan?
No, same plan.
Feels the same size, right, Coach? Good luck, Coach. Thank you very much.
Marty, thank you for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. As we got Coach Randy McPherson's take on facing a team that not only do they play an offense he's very familiar with, he also has another little thing to think about across the way, across the other sideline, and that's his son. I know, Marty, you had a chance to speak to Will McPherson for just a minute. He was down there talking to his dad.
I did, guys, and they were down there having a father-son conversation, if you will, and as I walked up, you know, they just sitting there kind of, you know, how you doing, another thing. You know, it's got to be special for him to look across the field and see his son. He don't get to see him as much as obviously as he would like. But Will's been over here a few years now and done a great job. guys, last year I asked him about that in the interview. Of course, he didn't have a whole lot to say this year, but he, you know, I always want to say, Coach McPherson, if y'all heard that, he's never, of course, a man of a lot of words. He doesn't talk a whole lot, but he was very few words tonight, and he had a different look in his eye, and that's been a good thing in the past. That means he's focused. That means he's ready. I hope that plays over onto the field, but he definitely has a different feel, different look in his eye tonight.
Well, thanks, Marty, and we'll have Coach Walton Coffey from Camden County on with us in just a little while later, and that's another person, a great coach, that has taken over this program in the last couple of years. He is one of the most outstanding men you'll ever meet, regardless of being a coach, but he's a great coach, too. Anxious to hear what his thoughts are on Region 1-6A and how we're progressing through there and how his team is, what he expects from his team for the rest of this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime you replace a legend,
yeah,
whether, you know, Coach Heron, Coach Hyder, Bazemore, Coach McPherson, when he decides to retire, it's difficult. And
yeah.
Coach Coffey, Welton Coffey's done a great job coming in here, getting these Wildcats. I think he won region in his first year, Coach, didn't he?
I think he did, because that was 2 years ago.
Yeah. Won region his first year as a coach, and, you know, got this program continuing with some success. Marty, do you have something?
Yeah, guy, I was just going to say you're right. He didn't win region first year, and, of course, last year. You know, guys, we said it. He didn't win a region game, but he was in four of the five games. I think three of them might have been, or two, at least two, were overtime. It very easily could have been a different outcome for his team last year.
Yeah, I think we talked about it before, too. They were only like maybe 7 points away from being, you know, with two or three wins in region. You know, whenever you can get Coach Marty and he's ready, just let us know, and we'll get an interview going. Just about 30 minutes away from kickoff. Well, they've got 30 minutes on the clock. We're still scheduled for a 7:30 kickoff. But we're here in Kingsland. Band has made their way onto the field. And, you know, we're getting ready for some football.
Yeah,
Marty?
Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, I am down here with Coach Welton Coffey. Of course, Coach Coffey's in his third season. Coach Coffey, as you said, not just a great coach, a great man, but Coach, last year obviously was a non-typical Camden County region season for you, but you're also a great year. Got the big region victory last week against Valdosta. What's different about this team, and just how good are they?
Well, we don't know. We're still trying to find that out. But what I'm happy about, the kids, they've embraced some of the things that we've been talking about in all season. Handle the moment. Don't get caught up in the moment. Will you be as tranquil as the sea? Will you have that peace? And that's what we want them to have. We've got good kids. They work hard. They worked hard last year. We just found ourselves on the other end of that stick. So we want to be consistent in those moments of stress.
Absolutely. Your team was very close in almost every region game. But, Coach, offensively, you're averaging over 34 points a game, and that's including two shortened games due to the weather. You still run the wing tee. What is it? What's so special about this offense, and what do you have to do tonight in order to move the football and put points on the board?
Well, first of all, we're committed to it. We're committed to what we do. We think it's effective for our kids and the kind of kids that we have here in this community and this program. Again, the numbers and everything else, as long as the scoreboard comes out all right, I don't look at too much other stuff, okay? Of course, we look at some small things, but we always have the ability to make adjustments. People say, well, you don't throw the ball enough. Well, what we want to be is efficient. And then we throw, we want it to count for something. So hopefully we can continue that tonight.
Absolutely. Of course, 6-0 is pretty efficient, I think. But, of course, flipping over to the other side of the ball, you run a little bit different defense than most everybody in that 3-3-5 stack. Puts a lot of athletes, a lot of speed on the field. Coach, what is it about that defense that makes it so difficult for teams to move the ball on? And who are some of the leaders over there on that side of the ball for your team?
Well, it's constant movement. We're not very large by any stretch of the imagination, and I've been here about 7 years. We don't have a whole lot of big, burly guys, so we have to rely on speed and quickness. So it does put us in a situation where maybe we can overcome some size, maybe with some speed. Doesn't work all the time, but we're going to try to coach it up. Our defensive coaches do an excellent job to coach up this technically sound defense. DeAndre Garden hired defensive end. Everybody knows DeAndre. He's a force. There is no question. Not overly big. He's about 209 pounds. But I call him Country Cop Strong, man. He's a beast in the weight room and a fun-loving kid. Matt Nash, how unselfish for this kid, who's probably a tight end, offensive tackle prospect, to go and play nose guard on defense. 6'5", 255, says a lot about his spirit and how important it is for him to play the Camden County. D-Win at the linebacker position, who has been steady for us. Secondary-wise, Harrison Poole, Zeke Moore. So we've got some guys who have some experience, and they're doing some great things. They're being very disciplined in some of their activities.
Those guys are certainly special. Of course, they got a lot of their athletes around them. But, Coach, a little bit different question here. Your team is, I mentioned the two rain-shortened games. You took advantage of the bad weather last week and really dominated the second half in that football game. Coach, you got a beautiful night. How are your kids going to handle this beautiful weather and this adversity and this beautiful weather and no rain tonight?
Well, I tell you, the Lord is stretching our spirit. There's no question about it all year long. Man, we're excited because of the crowd that's going to be able to come out and view a wonderful football game in South Georgia. So hopefully, if we get a few raindrops, I think we might know how to handle that, but you never know. They're high school kids, the same ones you tell to take out the garbage, and they don't are the same ones we're coaching.
Well, Coach, you mentioned the fans coming, and you mentioned a great night for football, but Coach, and you mentioned South Georgia. You've coached in a lot of places, including North Florida, even a short, I think, at Valdosta at one point. How does this region, what's football like in 1-6-A? How's that compared to other places you've been?
I tell you what, you're talking about historic programs between your Lowndes, your Valdosta, your Colquitt, and now Camden kind of coming in. Don't want a slight tip at all. Or Coffee County, who was in and who's back out right now. What great football, what great atmosphere. It's important to the community. It's important to people. I tell them, you don't sit in this chair now. You don't want to sit in this chair unless you're ready to take on that responsibility. It's a lot of fun. We've got great support here. We're excited about our fans coming out each and every week. We've got homecoming night. Great football here in South Georgia, coastal Georgia.
Coach, thank you so much for talking to us. Good luck tonight. Good luck the rest of the year. We appreciate you very much.
God bless you, brother. Take care now.
Thank you, sir.
Marty, thank you again for that Traditions Flooring Coaches interview. And I want to be as tranquil as the sea. I mean, there's not a better quote to come out of that one.
No, guys, he is just an absolutely great man. I enjoy talking with him each and every time we get a chance to. And he's right. South Georgia football, it's about the community. You get the spirit and you get the crowd involved. But something he mentioned, I didn't realize it. Tonight is homecoming
in
Camden County. And I did overhear, of course, Will saying earlier something about they didn't want to do it later in the year and didn't really have a home game, that was right. So, hey, you know, that's kind of interesting. Not often we get scheduled for homecoming. Hopefully we can come out and spoil it for them.
I hope so, too. Again, thank you, Marty. Taylor, let's go ahead and take a two-minute break. We come back, we'll have our Traditions Flooring Impact Players right here on the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff. We'll be back after this two-minute break on 99.5 Kicks Country. And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff here from Chris Gilman Stadium in Camden County as our Lowndes High Vikings prepare to take on the Camden County Wildcats in the second game of the 2015 region schedule. I tell you what, we're 0-1. We talked about it to begin with. We need the win tonight to get on that path to start winning some of these region games. And to do that, we're going to talk about who we think will be impact players tonight, thanks to Traditions Flooring for their support of our impact player segment of this show.
Yeah, I want to start off tonight with the Camden County.
I want to say Colquitt, too.
We played two CCHSs in a row there, Camden County High School. I'm going to go with number two, Mikey Packard. This is a sophomore, beat out a senior at the fullback position. We all know how important the fullback is in the wing T offense. He is the, I think, 6th leading rusher in region play, or region stats. He's got 47 carries, 312 yards. He's averaging 6.6 per carry. He is 5'8", 180 pounds. Again, only a sophomore. This guy has really taken this offense to the next level, I believe. He isn't the leading rusher on the team, but he's one of the three guys that tote the rock really well. Keep an eye on number two, Mikey Packard.
Well, I'm going to be looking at number one, Brandon McMasters. He's like their second leading rusher. He's got 49 carries, 369 yards, 3 touchdowns. He does return kicks. He's had 11 kick returns for an 81-yard total. But a guy, just a big guy, a guy that can do the job back there in the backfield, and he's just tried and true. So I'm going to keep an eye on him tonight. Number one, Brandon McMaster for the Camden County Wildcats.
My tradition flooring impact player for the Camden County Wildcats is number 12, Harrison Poole. He is a senior. He's 6', 180. Guys, he's our leading rusher, 43 carries for 423 yards. You heard Coach Coffey say he's one of the leaders on defense, plays in the secondary and makes a lot of plays for the ball as well. But he's one of those guys that won't be on the field the whole time on offense, but when he is, he can take it to the house. He's got a great athlete. He's my tradition flooring impact player for their offense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the defensive side of the ball, trying to defend that powerful wing T offense, I'm going to go with number one, Michael Barrett, 6', 200-pound sophomore, one of our leaders on defense. We saw him last week play some offense. In previous weeks, he's flipped over. How much is that going to play into his stamina tonight? on the season, 23 tackles. Two of those are for loss. He's got an INT, and he's got a pass breakup. Michael Barrett's ability, even the young defender in Michael Barrett's ability to make those reads. We know misdirection is very critical in the wing T, and being that middle linebacker position, his ability to read the right plays are going to be critical for us tonight. Keep an eye on number one, Michael Barrett.
Well, I'm going to stay on that defensive side as well. Number 91, Logan Neely. The guy right now leads us in tackles, 26 total tackles on the season. As you look down our year-to-date stats and you see players on the other team with 56 tackles, different things like that, we play so many kids on defense. You've heard Coach McPherson say it. We're too deep in every position and really don't drop off in a lot of those positions. So when he's got 26 tackles on the year, you got to look down. There's guys in double digits, 8-10 spots down below him too. So what Logan Neely does and the energy he brings to a game, Logan Neely, number 91, will be my impact player for tonight for our Lowndes High Vikings.
Well, my tradition for an impact player for our defense is going to be a little different than normal. It's number 40, Devon Holmes. He's our nose guard. He's 6 foot, 262, only a junior. He's got 8 solos, 6 assists for 14 tackles. He's not a guy that's probably going to lead us in tackles tonight, but he's a guy that can really disrupt things in the middle of that field, in the middle of that line of scrimmage. You know, we know with the wing T, if you can get that fullback working, if you can get that dive and that the belly working, they can run the football on you all night. He has got to shut down the middle of the field, him along with Brandon Buford and a couple of the other guys on that defensive line. He's really got to have a big night tonight. Devon, I think, doesn't get enough credit. He's played a great year so far, but I look for him to have a big night tonight. So my tradition flooring impact player for our defense is number 40, Devon Holmes.
Thank you, Marty. You said you were going to go with somebody untraditional. I'm going to go with somebody untraditional for offense. Coach Mack mentioned in our pregame how critical special teams are going to be for us. I'm going to go with number 38, Will Solomon.
Yeah.
What kind of game is Will going to have tonight? You know, I know last week wasn't necessarily his fault, but this game and so many times in the past has been just a three-point game or, you know, very minimal scoring. So we're going to have to rely on his ability to make some field goals for us if need be. 5'9", 175-pound senior. He does have another thing for us is the touchbacks. We want to make a team like Camden that runs the ball go all 80 yards every time they touch the ball. So his ability to put the ball in the end zone is going to be critical for us tonight. He does have a field goal that he's made. He's 25% on the year for field goals. It was a 29-yarder. So we need to get the ball inside the 20, I think, to be very comfortable for him field goal-wise. Keep an eye on number 38, Will Solomon.
I believe so. And I'm going to look at our running back, number 33, Dez Copeland, tonight. Dez, we've talked about week in and week out. We knew early in the season he was not 100%. I believe, is 100%. You ask Coach McPherson, he believes he's 100%. He's got 39 carries on the season so far, 245 yards. He's scored 3 touchdowns. He's our second leading rusher. He has caught 6 passes as well from the backfield. But he's waiting for a breakout night. Is tonight that night that Dez Copeland can really break out and make a difference for us tonight against these Camden County Wildcats? I've got to say, yes, it is, and he is my impact player tonight. Number 33, Dez Copeland.
Bill, the only way he's going to have a breakout game is if he has some holes. I'm going to go with number 74, Tariq Adams, and really the whole offensive line. I'd like to name some more guys here. Hunter Finley, Brandon Buford some when he plays offense. Of course, Parker Metcalf, Tucker Barnes, Trayvon Wilmer. All those guys are going to get on the field. Nate Lee. All those guys have to have a good game tonight. You heard Coach Coffey and Coach Mack say that their defense is fast, but they're not as big as they've been sometimes in the past. We have got to control the line of scrimmage tonight. We've got to make the right reads from an offensive line standpoint to know who to block and open up those holes for Dez and to give Austin time to throw the ball and do what he does back there. And, of course, Austin's having a great year, but Tariq Adams is a leader on that line. I got a chance to talk to him earlier. Saw the look in his eyes. And I think he's going to have a big game tonight. He's going up against Gardenhire, so he's going to have a hard time. But Tariq Adams is my impact player for the Vikings offense.
Thank you, Marty. Flipping over to the other side of the ball for the Camden County Wildcats. I'm going to go with number 26, DeAndre Wynn. 6'1", 210-pound senior. He is their outside linebacker on the left side of that 3-3 stack. This guy is pivotal for them. Leading tackler, one of the leading tacklers, 56 tackles, 4 of those are for a loss. He's averaging 9 tackles per game. one pass breakup, and here's the critical thing. He's got two punt blocks on special teams. You know, keep an eye on number 26, DeAndre Wynn.
I'm going to be looking at number 38, Terry Compton, also another linebacker. 31 total tackles on the season, two pass breakups. He's 6'2", 210 pounds, which tells me he's got good size. That 210 pounds, you say, well, maybe he's a little undersized for a linebacker. But in that outside linebacker, being able to go out into coverage, that's the kind of guy you want out there. Number 38, Terry Compton, the linebacker for Camden County, is my impact player tonight.
Guys, looking at the defense, I'm going to start the same place Coach Coffey started, and that's, of course, with number 27, defensive end, DeAndre Gardenhire. He is a senior. He's 6'3", 209, you heard Coach Coffey say. He's got seven sacks on the season. I remember calling his name over and over and over last year. He's an exceptional athlete, a lot of speed for a defensive end. You heard him say not the biggest guy, but he is good. He is their bell cow, so to speak, on defense. He's the one that makes plays in the backfield. My tradition's flooring impact player for their defense is senior number 27, DeAndre Gardenhire.
Thank you, Marty. That wraps up our tradition's flooring impact player segment tonight. We are 18 minutes away from kickoff. We're going to take a 2-minute break. You're listening to the Lounge High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank countdown to kickoff live from Camden County, Chris Gilman Stadium, as our Lounge High Vikings prepare to take on the Camden County Wildcats for the second region game of the 2015 season. Want to thank Traditions Flooring for their sponsorship of our coaches' interviews as well as our impact players, and remind you that when you want to make an impact on your home, call Traditions Flooring.
Bill, this game to me is so pivotal. Every region game is important, but we need to get some momentum because we've got a little gauntlet we're going to go through with Colquitt, Camden, Lee, and then Valdosta. We all know that that's one of the biggest games of the year for us, no matter what the record is. We got a little gauntlet here front, not to take anything away from Tiff.
No, yeah.
But we need a region win. And I talked to Coach Pruitt a little bit in pregame. They're going to stack the box. That's that 3-3 stack. They're going to have six in the box. We're going to have six. We're going to have to block them. We're going to have to run the ball. Coach Mack said it earlier. How pivotal is the skinny post, getting our receivers in the tunnel screens, you know, some quick passes to spread that 3-3 stack out a little bit, to open up the hole for Dez and Dixon. We know Dixon's been our leading rusher.
Yeah.
There's no secret about that. He's like the fifth leading rusher in the whole region. We're going to have him run the ball. When they got six in the box and we got six on the up front, we got to block them.
Yeah. Well, one of the things, you'll hear us say tonight, the 3-3 stack. And what that means is there's three down linemen, there's three linebackers standing right behind them. And there's no rhyme or reason. Is he going right? Is he going left?
Yeah.
See, that offensive lineman, it's just a guess.
Yeah.
They're looking for, they know they've got the defensive lineman in front of them, and they're almost a yard off the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
So there's not a hat in hand. There's not way that you can put your hand out and get right to them. You've got to go look where they're coming. Look where that linebacker's coming from. Maintain your block, your stance, all those things. Maintaining blocks tonight, I think, is going to be huge.
Yeah, another thing we didn't talk about, number 80.
He
for them,
is
the nose guard.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't one of our impact players, but number 80, I heard last week, he wreaked havoc against Valdosta. 6'5", 255 pounds. Nose guard, tight end combination. So the kid can run. He can catch the ball, too, at the tight end position. You know, you think about what Coach Mack said a minute ago. They want to draw you up on the run, and then go over the top on you. Well, you think about back in the day, what we used to do. You know, you see that guy wide open, and you know there's nobody around because everybody bit on the run. You're just hoping that he drops the ball or trips is all you're really doing. So we got to play disciplined football tonight and really stay. They passed the ball like 16 or 17 times last week in the pouring rain against Valdosta.
Yeah.
I don't think they've thrown the ball that much all season, and then they come out and throw that many times against Valdosta.
Yeah, man coverage, our cornerbacks are going to have one of their better games, and you would not normally say that against a non-passing team. But when they pass, that cornerback has got to be solid where he's at, in his position, not have a pass interference,
yeah,
but play man-to-man in a solid way because the safety's got to come up to help support the run. And we've already said Tyson Harris is not dressed out tonight. Herschel Brookings is not dressed out tonight. So we're going to have to rely on that number two guy, the next man up, as we talk about all the time. Coach McPherson has said over and over, this is a team that we're playing two deep in every spot. And he doesn't feel like we miss a lot when we go to that two deep player So, again, we're going to see how well that works tonight as the Vikings are just, yeah, I'm telling you, they're in for a great ball game tonight. Fans, if you're here listening, gosh, thank you for making that trip. The stands are getting full up over there. If you're at home listening, welcome to the broadcast. And I tell you what, it's going to be a great football game tonight.
Yeah, we're just about 12 minutes till kickoff. The Vikings are making their way off the field. Again, it is homecoming night for the Camden County Wildcats. Their band is going to make their way onto the field. And I assume that we won't have a band performance.
No, they won't.
At halftime.
Lowndes High Georgia Bridgemen have got a competition that they're going to be at in Dothan, Alabama on Saturday. That's tomorrow. So tonight, they are wearing blue jeans and their themed shirts, and they're going to stay in the stands tonight and cheer from the stands and support this team. They will not have a halftime performance. We'll keep it right here during this first part of the pregame. I know they'll go to the national anthem shortly and things like that. We'll take our normal break then. But, yeah, the Bridgemen are here, and they will be loud. We've heard them earlier already, and it's just going to be a tremendous night here at Chris Gilman Stadium. I look down in front of us. We are on the home side. That home side crowd is beginning to fill up as well. As we said, this is a great stadium, a north-south stadium, nice field turf.
AstroTurf, yeah.
They had their turf redone the year before Lowndes had their turf redone after there was an insurance problem. If you remember, in 08, we went to the field turf, and the field turf later on, 2-3 years down the road, had some problems, and it had to be replaced. Camden's was identical and had the same problem as well. So we're talking about the same turf, same age as what we have at Martin Stadium. So something that we're very familiar with. We were mentioning the other day, every stadium in 1-6A has field turf except for Tift County, and they still play on natural grass. And, of course, they would. They are the turf capital of the world.
That's right. Tift is never going to go to Sprint Turf.
No, as a matter of fact, I know that there are turf farms in Tift County that said, hey, if we need new turf, we'll just tear it up, put new stuff down.
Yeah.
So
Don't put Sprint Turf in Tift County.
No, they never will. It'll always be regular grass.
All right, we are 10 minutes away from kickoff. The band has made their way out on the field. We're going to take a 3-minute break. You're listening to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We'll be right back after this 3-minute break on the Lowndes High Radio Network on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to the Southwest Georgia Bank Countdown to Kickoff. We are at Chris Gilman Stadium in Camden County as our Lowndes High Vikings prepare to take on the Camden County Wildcats. As we look down onto the field, there's the clock on the scoreboard says 6 minutes until kickoff. The Camden County Band has played the national anthem. What a really neat rendition of the national anthem in the ending. I thought it was really neat. It was a great thing there. As we said earlier, the Bridgemen are here. They will be in the stands all night. They will not perform as it is homecoming for the Camden County Wildcats tonight. Marty said it's very unusual that someone would schedule us as homecoming.
Well, not necessarily us, but just a region game.
A region
it's
game.
It's so important.
Together,
I mean, it could be Tifton or it could be Colquitt. It could be anybody, but yeah, this late in the year when you know you got halfway through your season. Of course, they could have had some road games. I don't know what their road.
Well, they had some issues with weather, which we knew
right.
about too, and they knew that was coming up. So.
Yeah, but you can't forecast the weather at the beginning of school when you're playing at homecoming. So, yeah, I mean, they had some home games here against Brunswick and I think Lincoln as well. If they could have taken care of that, but yeah, it's homecoming. You know, let's just give them a loss on homecoming.
As Marty said, let's spoil it for them.
Yeah.
I know that Lowndes captains are lining up over there. The Camden County Wildcats will come from this far, or they're over on this end right here.
Captains first for your Vikings tonight. Number 2, Austin Dixon. Number 74, Tariq Adams. Number 76, Brandon Buford. And number 65, Jacob Myers. That's two of our tradition scoring impact players right there.
The Camden County Wildcats in their white pants, powder blue jerseys, and white numbers should be able to see those fairly well as the team walks in. Now, one of the things they do here is the team walks in from the underneath tunnel underneath the home side. They walk down in front of the crowd and into the end zone down to our left here. And then they'll come out behind their, looks like some homecoming former players and some things down there on the left. So we'll see how that goes. But we'll get your captains for the Camden County Wildcats here in just a minute.
Captains for the Camden County Wildcats, number 28, Jeremiah Baker. Number 39, Kevon Walker. Number 81, Jake Davis. and number 78, Chandler Hodge.
We will find that out for you shortly.
Vikings have got the run-through sign up approximately 123 miles from, what does it say?
From it's 122
to a Viking victory.
Yeah, it's got a state of the, looks like a map of Georgia.
Well, and Marty, while you're down there, I know that we don't normally talk about the officials, but some things have changed this year. Do you know what association that these officials are from? I mean, not necessarily names, but if we can find out what association they're from so we get an idea of that. Marty's down there. Go ahead, Marty.
Guys, they're from up around Athens and NECGA, I think, something like that.
NECGA out of Athens.
That's it.
All right, thank you, Marty. 3 minutes and 20 seconds until toe will meet leather. Captains are going to make their way on the field, and when we do get to the center of the field, we will take it down to Marty to get the coin toss. Great stadium here. Both teams' fans have made their way into the stadium. Camden has a good crowd here, and the Vikings do as well.
Yeah, I mean, this is a great stadium to come to as a visitor, very much like a Tipp County Stadium of Valdosta. Plenty of room and, you know, lots of tickets available most of the time until you get a big sellout.
Yeah.
But again, nonetheless, it is a very comfortable stadium to play in. And there are a lot of Vikings. Well, let's wait. Here comes the Lounge High Vikings. As you hear the band on the far side of the field, the Vikings make the run down the field there. Waiting on the Camden County Wildcats to come out, but our Vikings are here, and they're loud along with the Lounge High Georgia Bridgemen. It's going to be a great night.
Your mask is up top. We need good sportsmanship, okay? You guys are the captains. Keep your teams under control. Let's play well. We're going to officiate next week. I want y'all to be playing next week, okay? All right, here we go. Heads and tails. Tails, heads. All right. What are you going to call? You're going to call heads, Mike. It's tails. You won the toss. You wanted to defer.
So Camden wins the toss and defers. We'll get the rest of that.
Yeah, guys, we received the opening kickoff tonight.
All right, our Lounge High Vikings to receive that opening kickoff. We'll have the ball first. Let's see what we can do with it. As the clock now down to about a minute, Camden County has made their way onto the field. Marty's made his way back to the other sideline, and we're ready to just about ready to play football.
We haven't mentioned it, but we are Westless right now in
yes,
in Camden County. So for all your play-by-play in this ball game, the one, the only Bill Osborne.